Welcome to Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 52, episode Ray Lewis.
Wow.
You got any other 52s for me?
Yeah. I mean, I love Ray Lewis, just a big old...
Dude, I think his dance was called the Squirrel.
That can't be right.
I think it is. Like, that's like the weirdest name for a dance move.
When he gets the tackle?
No, like when he does like his like walk out to the stadium. Like when they do like the player intros. Yeah, it's called the Squirrel Dance. Oh,
that's the Squirrel? When he does the little hands on his legs?
And then he like rips, he like kicks through and rips open at the same time. Yeah, it's called the Squirrel. There's your fun fact from me for the day.
No.
Just from me. We have an action-packed episode.
We do.
We have a different style draft today in lieu of some news that happened, which I guess if you're listening to this, you'll already see what the name of the draft is, but we're still going to leave it as a surprise. Actually, no, we're not. Jeff, I had to give some insight as to this draft so he could prepare a little bit. We are doing a NFL flag football draft this evening.
Oh, so I know what I know what you're talking about with the recent news stuff with that.
Yeah, so
this is really good that you combined it because I totally didn't think about it when I was prepping. I didn't think about the stuff that came out
recently. Yeah, so before we get into the Q-tip and the fact, a bit of NFL news. The league voted recently on some new rule changes, stuff like that, and one of those changes, or one of the things that they did vote on, was allowing NFL players to play in the 2028 Flag Football Olympics, which is going to be held in Los Angeles. And this is a new Olympic sport for the summer, right? Summer Olympies?
Yeah.
And so they just...
I'm sad they didn't add pickleball to it. Like, come on, man.
Really? Interesting.
I mean, they've had pickleball on the option docket. It's the worldwide impact, dude. The Asian countries... They're getting big into pickleball. U.S. countries, big into pickleball.
Tunisia?
I mean, think about it. 3x3 basketball, 3v3 is a...
Which we didn't get gold in last time.
Well, because Jimmer got hurt, his groin injury.
The fact that we were relying on Jimmer for a gold... No offense, Jimmer. Like, you live close to me, but like... What are we doing, man?
No one else in the top were professional players, so it's not like he had.
If you put Kevin Durant in the 3x3 Olympics, they would
never do it. It's a joke.
Yeah, I know. That's what's funny, but people get gold medals. But anyway, so they just voted for that, and so we're doing a draft where we can't take. We're drafting all 10 positions that they have because they do 5-on-5, which is also interesting. But we can't repeat players from the same team, so should be a fun time. And then I got a seg, Jeff's got a seg, and a Q-tip, which is, Jeff, would you rather live in an alien invasion or a zombie apocalypse?
Alien invasion or zombie apocalypse? This is a very dependent list, though, or option, because... What kind of zombie are we talking about? Because there's different zombies, right? There's zombies from World War Z. There's the zombies
There's also different aliens. So we're just going to generalize both sides of the story, right?
Are we talking stereotypical zombie and stereotypical alien that we see?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just going to box them up. You know?
I'm going to say... zombie for sure, because my chances of survival are much higher. Like, think of how many movies and shows are like about zombie apocalypse happen and people survive for years, decades sometimes. As long as they prep and do the things they need to, they're gonna live. They're gonna get all the weaponry. They're gonna
doomsday prepping,
booby trap. They're gonna do that outside of their booby homes trap. Yeah, it's booby trap. That's what I said. Booby trap.
No, booty but, trap.
Yeah. Well, trap queen.
Well, trap god.
Ooh. Aliens, we have nothing we really know about them other than what we think we know. And also, their technology, if they're able to get here, most likely is more advanced than us, and there's a chance that there's no avoiding it. So we're either dead or they leave us alone, and it's all chance. Zombies, more often it's luck, because it's humans who are just more animalistic and willing to kill us, which there are plenty of animals that would be willing. Bestiality.
Yeah, naturally. No, I mean, with, like you said, with aliens, they could just, like, be interested and just, like, look at us and then leave, or they could just, like, destroy our planet and eat us all, and we would never know.
Yeah.
So, it is a coin toss. So, I guess the question is, do you want to take the coin toss, or do you want to be stressed out every day of your life trying to survive a zombie apocalypse? I don't know if I would want to do that stress. That is so scary to me.
I don't know.
The fact that at any moment a zombie could just be like banging on my door, even if I'm like fully secure, I couldn't sleep.
Well, yeah. I mean, but that's like in I Am Legend when he has all the doors and like windows all like metal boarded up and like, you know, they've got it. He's got it all prepped. So even if they try to, there's no way they get in. So it's just like, if it's just an average everyday thing and I'm going to have to try to survive in my apartment, yeah, I'm probably dead.
But you also have a little bit of the purge aspect to a zombie apocalypse where like it's a lawless
society. It's lawless. Everybody can just do whatever they want.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not in for it. I'm going to take the alien. I'm going to roll the die.
You just really don't know. Okay.
I mean, yeah, but
okay, I'll take it. It's really up in the air. You don't know.
Well, you have a fact for us, senor.
Oh, fun fact. This is a fact because it's partially painful, and Max brought this up to me earlier this week, making fun of me. The Angels, which is my team. I grew up watching them.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Love
the Anaheim Los Angeles Angels, which Lakers.
The Mighty Clippers. Ducks.
The Mighty Mighty Angels.
We are the...
The Angels.
The Tigers.
The Mighty Ducking Angels.
Careful.
Duck. I said duck. Okay.
You did.
Goose.
Well, the duck may swim on the lake.
But.
My daddy.
Well, starfish and trout. Okay. The team that I grew up watching had some good years, but since 2013, 2014, when they had Mike Trout, since then, they have had Mike Trout, Albert Pujols, and Shohei Ohtani, and they have nothing to show for it. Basically, no playoff anything. Mike Trout, they won 98 games in 2014, and they just didn't do any. They lost three games in a row to the Royals in that playoffs with Mike Trout after leading the AL West. It's insane. And since then, they've done nothing. And he was just like making fun. He's like, how have you had some of the greatest baseball players?
They're a joke of a franchise.
Yeah, it's insane. But the stat was, and I found this recently, as of today, because the Yankees are playing the Angels right now, and the first inning, Aaron Judge hit a home run. First inning, first at bat. Bottom of the first inning, the Angels are up, and Shohei answers with a solo home run of his own, which put him at 60 runs.
Wait, Dodgers or Angels are playing?
The Dodgers. I'm sad that obviously he's not. No, I said he used to be on the Angels, and Max brought it up that these three players.
Okay, my bad. I thought you said Dodgers.
But Shohei, who is now on the Dodgers, who continues to have success, is now at 60 runs,
dude.
Which he is. That is the most runs scored in the modern era before June, because today's the 30th. 60. Like he already was like unanimous MVP. Like
I mean, you got to play the whole season, but yeah.
What do you have, like 50-50 year? Like no one had ever had a 40-40, and he had a 50-50. 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases.
Stolen bases.
unreal. And it was like 55, actually.
Well, 5-5.
Five.
And what if he had 60 walks as well? Or 50 walks?
I don't know if they would count that.
Yeah, but that's kind of a skill to be able to take a walk. Or 50 hit-by-pitches.
Ooh, hit-by-pitch.
I wonder how many other 50s he got. Maybe he had 50 lovers. Or maybe his interpreter embezzled 50 million.
Or.
Don't. You're not a SEAL.
Okay, sorry. Or. That was really good. Thanks for that. Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Well, Jeff, the world's been wanting to know. Have you been sleeping better?
We have. It has been an improvement. We switched to formula that is lactose-free, and Kennedy is a new baby.
Yeah.
A brand new baby.
And do you like the milk, too?
It's all right. It's not the same as straight from the source.
Yeah.
You know, it's very soy tasting.
Colostrum.
I need that. I need the fatty colostrum. You say colostrum or disgust. Ew. Exactly.
Kyle.
Kudos.
You ever seen $1 million? No.
Exactly. That sound is the most disgusting sound.
It's the and funniest it's sound.
Just, Please.
And also
please
his tongue is so funny. I'm so proud of those guys for being on SNL.
And the fake hand placement on the face and on the front.
Me likey.
Me likey. Oh, shout out Good Neighbor Stuff.
Shout out the Good Neighbor Stuff. Well, Jeff, let's go to a keep four, cut four, blind edition.
Bland edition.
Circle Foods.
Circle Foods.
Yep.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Circle Foods. Let me think of what could be on this list.
I mean,
I think a burger will be on this list.
There's some bangers, but let's see if I have
Oreo
any.
Oreo will be on this list.
Switch ups for you.
Okay, so Oreo burger. I'm gonna say there's like interesting or cookie at least. Pizza will be on this list.
All right,
and I guess we'll see what else.
Keep four, cut four. Play along at home, Jeff. Your first option, bagel.
Oh, I had a bagel this morning from Einstein Bagel.
Ooh. Oh, fun fact. I had a family friend who used to be a manager at 9 Cents, and she would bring us back bags of bagels in freezer bags so we could freeze them and just put them in the toaster and live off of them. And we also had somebody else bring us like a dozen eggs every week. And so we would just literally live off of
breakfast.
Bagels and eggs for breakfast for like 2 months. It was incredible. Yeah. It was incredible.
It's just like, that's one of those things that you couldn't put a price on.
We just didn't get the schmear, but.
Which is sad because they've got some good stuff. They had an almond.
Well, good neighbor stuff.
Oh, well.
There we go.
Schmee! Schmee! Ooh, very good.
All right. Okay. Bagel, you're keeping it or cutting it?
Cut.
Oh!
Bagel's good. I just know there's more things on this list that are
okay. Well, this is one that you called a burger.
Burger's a keep.
Okay.
Burger's a keep. It's so versatile. There's so many burgers. And they're so good.
Well, so far you got one on each side. So
good math.
Yeah.
50-50.
Next up is the donut.
There are a lot of really good donuts. The thing is, if I'm saying purely circular donuts, which takes out like maple bars, takes out some of the
apple fritters,
like an apple fritter, which it's hard to find a good apple fritter. Let's be real. Most apple fritters are either too doughy or they're not apple-y enough.
Jeff, when you visit Colorado,
do you have the best place?
We are going to Lamar's and you're getting the best apple fritter.
Okay, well, everyone claims that. And my dad has been an apple fritter connoisseur for his whole life. And he's only found like two places that do them well. And
I will put my reputation on it.
Lamar's apple
fritter. Lamar's donuts is the best donuts I've ever had in my life. Yeah, it started out, I believe it's a Kansas City joint, and they have like a couple Colorado locations now too.
Okay. But I put that on our list.
Yeah. All right, donut. I've got keep a running cut. List.
Donut's a cut.
Whoa!
I like a donut, but I don't eat them very often, and they're also just pure, it's just pure sugar. There's not enough versatility to them, and I Dude, just I, feel like there's too
when
many.
When I crave a donut, I crave it hard. You know what I mean?
I rarely crave donuts. If they're there and someone gets it, I'm like, fantastic. Krispy Kreme? Done. But I'm not going to go out of my way to go get a dozen donuts and bring them home because I feel like a
last glutton. Fall, they had this apple-filled Pershing.
Oh. What's a Pershing?
It's just like a circular donut that's like it's a jelly-filled donut, but they put a like a frosting on top too, okay. And it was like this like apple frosting, and it was like they took it and then they put it in cinnamon sugar on, so there's a nice little cinnamon sugar that layer on top with the apple filling.
Wow,
it's my favorite donut I've ever had in my life.
I'm getting worked up hearing you talk about this. No.
Okay. All right. Next on your list is the Oreo, which you also
called. I called it.
You called the Oreo.
And I think I'll have called at least three of these things because I think the other one's further down the list. So I'm gonna say I love Oreos too. I eat Oreos a very specific way. Everyone eats them differently, and you know what? But once I did it once, it's really hard not to do it. If I have milk with me in a cup, I have to do it this way. And it seems disgusting. I hold it by the edge, and then I stick it in the milk for a long time. Basically until it's about to break off and sink to the bottom. I risk it every time. For the biscuit. I feel like it's mushing, and I'm like, oh. Because
it's a biscuit and cookie.
It is. And then I slowly pull it out of there. Yeah. And then it's just it out. Mush. Yeah. And then I just let it, and I just use my tongue
and
press it into the roof of my mouth. And it just... Why does that sound so applicable right now? Everything we talk about seems to work for the...
It is. Okay, so I assume that means you're keeping the Oreo?
I'm keeping the Oreo, because that, when I think of that, I crave that more than a donut. For sure.
My favorite way to eat a donut is to take a fork and scoop... Sorry, to eat an Oreo is to take a fork and scoop peanut butter onto the fork, clamp the Oreo on top of it, and then set that fork into the mug of milk.
Oh, what an interesting milk flavor after. Normally it's just that it chocolatey. Is
unbelievably
dust.
Good.
I've never done that.
If you've never Where tried you it, that? Go try it at home. I don't.
Because peanut butter Oreos are an old school thing, but like to do it that way?
Yeah.
With the milk?
Well, the way that I had them, I liked my Oreos with peanut butter.
Don't parent trap me.
Oh, good break. So I don't know where I learned that from, actually, but I started doing it on my mission when I was living in Rye, Colorado. Which is a good place. But good. But yeah, okay, try that next time.
Right now we're at 2-2.
2-2. Next option is the pancake.
Oh, I'm keeping a pancake.
Whoa.
Dude, a pancake, a good thick
you
pancake.
You have three options
syrup.
Left. That means you got to cut two of these next three.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay.
I'm all for the pancake.
Dude, I'm not for
the pancake.
Based on your list, I would trade the pancake and the donut. So far.
Sure, but a good pancake. This is what I think about a good pancake.
Dude, the best pancake I've ever had, I made myself, and it was a cinnamon roll pancake.
Dude, just ship one over to me. Make it and ship it over.
The problem is it took me like 3 hours to make. It was so annoying and tedious.
Was it worth it?
Oh, yeah.
Would you do it again?
Oh, yeah. Because I made the cream cheese frosting with it, or the icing with it. And I just drizzled the icing over it.
If Devin was listening to this, which he would never listen to this podcast because Devin's a stop. I can't. If you're listening to this around any family members, please turn it down because we're going to need to put a warning at the beginning to be careful.
Warning.
Listening to
warning.
It. Warning. Warning.
All right. So you're keeping a pancake. You're a pancake
keeping
boy.
A pancake. Yes, I am.
Next, we have the classic shape pie.
Oh, see, and I like pie, but I'll take cheesecake over pie any day. Some people love pie, apple pie.
Same. And I'm past my cheesecake phase where I'm done. I'm good to have cheesecake again.
And there's good pies, like key lime pie, the certain ones. But I'm going to pick a cheese. Yeah, it's been enough time. You know, you should hit a little smelling salt right now just to get you a little burst of energy. Look, you have it right there.
I probably should use it now that I'm a gym bro.
Dude, this would be the time. You're about to do a PR? Bam! Bam!
Dude, we'll hit the smelling salts when we
hit. Yeah. Bam! Okay, good. Bam! Yeah.
Step Brothers.
Yes. You hear that joke riding on your dinosaur?
Okay, so you cut. You got two left.
Which I'm fine with. Yeah. So I got to keep one and cut one.
Okay. Pizza.
Dude, keep.
Yep.
I knew pizza. Dude, pizza, Oreo.
Jeff, you have a perfect list, and I'll tell you why. The final one was a trick. Ritz crackers. You were
hoping I would. Oh.
Which Ritz crackers are great, but compared to pizza and a burger and donuts and Oreo, it's not. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you saved that because I was like, you know what? These all
I was hoping that you would like burger, pizza, save your last thought, thinking that I was going to give you a good one at the end. But
two desserts and two entrees? That's
you got burger, Oreo, pancake, and pizza. That's a pretty good keep list. And then you cut bagel, donut, pie, and Ritz crackers.
All three things that I listed before are things I kept because they're things I would think of and things I would want.
Very good.
Wow. Great list.
What a successful list. Good job, Jeff. Everyone cheer for Jeff. All right, what do you got for us, homeboy?
Okay, well, just know, listeners, that don't judge us. This is something for Lincoln. He's a single guy, and I thought this would be fun to do because, you know what? Sometimes you can just imagine. Imagine if he was a cartoon character. Imagine you're a cartoon character in the cartoon world.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to give you 10 different MILFs. Okay. And you're going to rate them.
Yeah, we're playing Smash or Pass.
But you're going to rate them. You're going to rate them on your list, blind ranking them on your list, okay? These are cartoon MILFs. Okay?
Blind rank cartoon MILFs.
Okay. Okay. Just you typing that is not something I have on my 2025 bingo card. Did not have you typing on your laptop blind ranking cartoon MILFs. You're gonna have to rank these blind. And I wish
I'm sweating. That's so funny.
I wish you complete luck because this is going to be a doozy.
This is going to be so fun.
All right. So, first up on the list.
I already know some of the bangers that I need to make sure I save on my list. So,
Okay. First up on the list is Timmy Turner's mom. She's always doing dishes or vacuuming or something. Or with Dinkelberg.
Timmy Turner's mom. That's a pretty good baseline here. We're gonna put her in the six.
The six. Okay. Wow. I'm surprised she's not higher. She's not as attractive.
You know, she's kind of annoying, but I feel like there's probably worse options too. So we're gonna go six, below mid tier.
Below mid tier.
Or below the midline.
That's not bad. Okay. Next up, we're going to go with... We're going to go with Pacha's wife from the first new group.
I have to take my glasses off. I'm fogging them up. Dude, that was a legit spit take.
all over my bedroom floor. You chose the perfect moment. I'm crying. I'm going to wake up Kennedy. All right. Where's she going? Where's she going?
I mean, she's kind of she's a babe. And also something about pregnant women.
I mean, she's funny. She's a funny mom.
She is, and she is a baller too. We're going to go in the 4 to be safe. I wish I would 4? Put Timmy Turner.
Wow, I'm surprised. Yeah.
I'm going to put her in the 4. Ugh. I think I'm saving my top. I got a top 2 that I am imagining.
Okay. I don't know who else. I really don't know who you're imagining. The fact
that we're doing this on the segment is crazy.
We have to mix it up. Yeah, I know. Listeners, so our listeners, we have all different people. We've seen that we have listeners all around the world. So we have to just...
We're global.
No. We're an international sensation that requires us to use new ideas. And here's one of them. Dude, all right.
Watch his wife's a babe, though.
She's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next up, we've got Marge Simpson.
Oh, 10.
10? Do you think there's no one worse in a cartoon? You think that anyone's going to be worse than that?
I mean, there might be, but the voice, kill me. Like,
Bart, Homie.
Oh, that's so bad.
You're not attracted to that at all?
No.
Are you coming back to the factory?
Also, my mom's name is Margie, and that's way too close.
Sounds like you've got some mommy issues. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I do. No, it's an easy 10. Regrets. No ragrets.
No ragrets.
No rugrats.
We're the Millers. Okay. Next up, we've got Mrs. Incredible, Elastigirl.
Cool. See, that's in the top 3.
But where do you put it?
Oh. Okay. This is going to be a really hot take. I'm going to put her in the 5.
5.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
And part of it is just that, like, the silver suit that she wore in the second movie didn't help her. And I don't think I could handle her.
All right, that's fair.
I don't know if I can handle that elasticity. That's tough.
Okay.
Helen Parr is going in the 5.
All right. Next up, we've got Dexter's mom from Dexter's Laboratory.
See, that's...
Hey, Didi! Get out of my laboratory!
What is her voice? I don't even know her voice, but I've seen her on...
Dexter?
Is that her voice, really?
Yeah, she's got a very, like, almost Midwestern, like, honey, it's Dexter.
If you just search Dexter's mom, that don't do that. Actually, there's some bad stuff that's popping up. Very suggestive stuff here.
You gotta be very careful with your search history here.
Frick. We're gonna throw her in the 3.
Okay. Okay, so who do we got? Who do we got? Like, what spots do we have remaining?
I got 1, 2, 7, 8, 9 left.
Okay. 1 and 2. Okay, next up, we got... got Judy Neutron, Jimmy Neutron's mom.
What's her name?
Judy Neutron.
James Isaac Neutron!
Hey, Jim James.
That face, though, just...
With the mole? Yeah. Dude.
Yeah, and also the fact that Carl was obsessed with her drops her on the list. Oh.
Jimmy's mom. Jimmy.
Why are you so good at that?
The croissant. Oh,
Dude, why are you so good at this?
Dude, I love that voice, though.
Oh my gosh.
That's it's me so funny. And Jimmy's mom.
That's so good. Okay. Oh my word.
Where is she going?
We're going to throw her in the 8.
Wow, okay. Not a lot of love for Judy Neutron.
Yeah, sorry.
Judy Neutron.
This is the first picture that popped up, and I'm like, I don't know.
All right.
It might be somebody else's, but not for me.
Okay, next on the list. We've got...
Okay.
We've got Simba's mom. Mm-hmm. Who's with Mufasa.
Sarabi.
Sarabi!
He gives out super hard... I, you know what I mean?
Just like to be Simba needing a nurse. To be
nurse. I'm just saying her eyes though, like, but she is a lion, and she is a lioness, she's a lioness. And would kill me. So
a 9? Wow.
We're gonna put her in the 9. Sarabi.
Oh, Sarabi.
Yeah. All right, I got 1, 2, and 7 left. I'm nervous, actually.
You should be nervous.
I feel like you're just going to screw me now. You don't have a pre-made list.
No, I have a pre-made list.
Okay.
I just... Okay, next up we've got Phineas and Ferb's mom, the redhead.
Okay, Google search just... I typed in PHI and it finished Phineas and Ferb's mom because that's what I've been researching now.
It already knows.
Linda.
Linda Flynn Fletcher.
It feels wrong to put her in the top 2 because we watched that show so much with my daughters. I mean, she ain't bad. We're going to put her in the 7, though.
Okay. It's the rest of this list. I'm 1 and 2.
I'm going to get bent over so bad here.
I mean, you would by the next person.
Okay.
You would get bent over because the next person is Tarzan's mom, the ape.
The gorilla? Stop it.
She's like, don't stop your crying. It'll be alright.
I mean, if I get this version, I'd take that.
No, we're talking about Kala. She's like, Caesar is home. Planet of the Apes over here. Dude. Oh.
Oh. You're right. I would get destroyed, so she's going in the 2.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay.
What's the call?
Okay. All right. You might be happy with this.
What's my 1?
You might be happy with this, but the last one is Princess Fiona from Shrek. But it's Ogre Fiona. So, that's what you got. Dude.
That's terrible.
Dude, you left your 1 and 2. I can't believe you put Helen Parr at 5. That is like top tier. That's 1.
Yeah.
That's 1.
I know. I should have put Podge. Looking at this list,
Podge's wife goes at 3 or 2. Dude, that's crazy.
Okay, rearranging the list, not blind. We're going Podge's wife, Helen Parr, Dexter's mom, Linda Flynn Fletcher, Sarabi, Judy, Timmy Turner's mom, Fiona, Kala, Marge. Marge is still the bottom.
Okay.
I'd take a gorilla before I'd take Marge. Sorry.
Okay. Some honorable mentions that we did not have.
Yeah, come on, give me
listed a... is the mom from
Big Hero Meet 6.
Meet the Robinsons.
The Look, I typed in Big and it finished Hero 6 Mom.
Whoa. Careful. The mom from Meet the
Robinsons. Meet the Robinson.
It knows. It knows. Yeah. That mom.
Franny.
Not bad though. Franny's nice.
She needs different hair though.
No, it's not bad. It's just a futuristic haircut.
Dude, also Meet the Robinsons is such a funny movie.
It is underrated.
Okay, I need to stop searching for cartoon moms because my computer is going to get freaking targeted.
Yeah. Okay, and then the last one was Mama Coco from Coco.
Mama Imelda?
Mama Imelda. The Coco. Mama Coco.
I mean, she got them dentures.
She's like, hey. She's like, oh. Can we even post this? I don't even know if we can post this anymore.
Tag it explicit.
This is awful.
This is not one that you need to send to Scott.
No, he will.
But Bentley is going to have a heyday. Shout out, brother.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Wow. All right. Well, in a complete change of pace, we're going to draft flag football teams. Now, the NFL just approved for this new Olympics, and the format is a little different than when Jeff and I played flag football in college. There's a quarterback, running back, two wide receivers, and then your center, which they're putting a lot of tight ends in the center position. So I put center / tight end.
Okay.
A defensive lineman or an edge rusher, so somebody to rush the passer, a linebacker, two corners, and a safety. So Jeff and I are going to fill out our 10 players with current players in the NFL. Granted, if we were to project this for 2028, our teams would look different, but we're just going to draft it for now because I don't want to think that far ahead.
Okay.
And once
this is interesting.
So if Jeff takes Joe Burrow as his quarterback potentially, that means that neither Jeff or I could take Ja'Marr Chase as our wide receiver. So we're doing no duplicate teams, trying to give some fair representation to all sides. And Jeff, per tradition, you get your choice between the first and the second pick.
And are we picking in any order of
any order? Fill your team.
Okay. I'm taking first pick.
Okay. Where's he going?
Lots of places to go, but honestly, this feels a little bit like fantasy football at the beginning because of how important it is. And so I'm going at wide receiver, Justin Jefferson.
Jettis, yep.
Gotta go Jay Jettis.
So Vikings is off the board.
Correct.
Now, that leaves a huge question. And a little bit of the strategy is drafting players at positions that...
Like
we
a team
don't
may
already
have multiple
have.
Good positions. Yeah,
like if you take a quarterback, I don't need to take a quarterback until later, but I might need to take a quarterback from a team that you might steal a different player on. So there's a little bit of gamesmanship there.
Yeah.
And to make sure that you don't get the second best receiver, I'm going to take Ja'Marr Chase.
All right. Very good.
And then at my center tight end, I'm going to take Brock Bowers.
Ooh, big Brocko.
Because he can block and
be a beast.
Pass catch. He's a tight end that runs a 4.5 40. Like, that's fast for a tight end.
That's crazy, but his blocking,
at
he's
260 plus pounds, like, it's crazy.
He's a big boy.
Yep, so I got Raiders and Bengals. You got Vikings, and where are your next two picks?
Man, that's a lot. It's a lot. Let's go over to my cornerback, my CB1.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take some Sauce Gardner.
Nice.
Give me some saucy.
From the Jets. The J-E-T-S. Jets.
The sucky Jets. Who's that you just escaped from?
I know you're a sauce guy, so I like that pick for you.
Dude, he's so quick and lengthy.
He's got length.
Dude,
it's something you and I have never heard.
I never known what that felt like.
Fair.
Someday. Maybe surgery.
We got options down the road. Okay. Car on the road.
Next up on my list, I'm taking my boy, my man, who will pick me up anywhere, get me the first downs. He's going to be the Lincoln for my team as the quarterback, and that's going to be Josh Allen.
Oh, Josh Allen.
He's got the arm. He can run. He's going to be quick. He's just, man, what a target. What a guy. Okay.
Well, see, I got a problem here because the true quarterback one you didn't take, but
yeah, I did not.
The best player in the safety position is on his team.
He's on his team.
So I'm going to go ahead and take Kyle Hamilton for the Ravens.
For the Ravens. Okay.
Which means Lamar Jackson cannot be taken. And then I'm going to go to my first cornerback position, and I'm going to take Patrick Surtain.
Nice, yeah.
Who is the reigning defensive player of the year.
Dude's a baller and loves to trash talk. He feels like the Draymond Green. Like, in Draymond Green's heyday.
Surtain's not that much of a trash talker.
Yeah, he is.
A little bit. Not a lot.
He was getting in some fights at the dual practices with the other teams. Oh, yeah. Dude was talking.
Shout out to his dad, who played for the Chiefs.
It's crazy how many players in the NFL have parents who played professional sports. Like, it makes you really sad thinking, like, I never had a shot anyway. Some of these players still had to work super hard, and they had literal famous parents in order to even give them a chance.
And also, that means they came from,
they were from.
Dang it. They were born from incredible genes.
They were.
Wranglers,
well, blue jeans. Yeah. All right. You did both your picks?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going back over to my edge / rusher, and that's going to be some Micah Parsons.
That's the right pick. Good job.
Give me some MP.
Which means that CeeDee Lamb is now off the board.
CeeDee Lamb is gonzo. Donzo. Let me come back around to my... just so many good options. Let me give me my RB slot. And let me give a quick, very, very fast, very shifty.
You're gonna take it.
Bijan Robinson.
Oh, thank goodness.
Like, there was a better option?
Yeah, there is a better option.
No, there's not. Mm-hmm. Bijan is so fast.
Which means I can save him for my pick later.
I guess you can try.
I don't know. But I'm gonna go ahead and take the best linebacker in the NFL, and I'm going to take Fred Warner.
Yes, sir. And highest paid linebacker ever.
Shout out to Freddie.
Highest paid, man, from BYU.
That means I'm going to go ahead and take the better running back because I am only slightly nervous that you might take his wide receiver compadre, and I'm going to take Jahmyr Gibbs.
I mean, Gibbs is good. He's quick. I just think Gibbs
is
better.
Is the best, in my opinion, running back in the NFL right now.
I think you have the edge.
Pass catching, because we're playing flag football here. We're not running traditional ground and pound.
Run it
down your throat. Pause. Sure.
I still think that yes, Bijan is the bigger guy, but yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs is quicker. I think he's shiftier. And for flag football, maybe it makes a little more sense. I still think Bijan's the better running back, but I think for the game style, Jahmyr fits.
Agreed. Sure. I mean, if I have a pick for building an NFL roster, I would take Bijan over Jahmyr. But if I'm building a flag football team, I'm taking Jahmyr.
Okay.
So I went Fred Warner and Jahmyr Gibbs, which means that Amon Ross St. Brown and TJ Hawkinson are off the board for you.
They are.
TJ Hawkinson, Sam Laporta. TJ Hawkinson is off the board because he's a Viking.
Okay. Well, that's tough, man. It's tough. I think I'm gonna go back down to my.
Wide receiver, center/tight end, linebacker, cornerback, and safety. Which you can't take one of the other best safeties in the league because you took his Falcon compadre Jesse Bates.
I did, but I can still go with the Steelers, and I can still pick up Minka Fitzpatrick.
I hate you right now, actually.
I had a feeling you were gonna hit him next on your next two, so I was like, oh.
No, it's not him. I can't take T.J. Watt now.
Oh yeah. Sorry.
That was the steal. I didn't think that Minka would be taken because Antoine Winfield is like the second best safety in the NFL behind Kyle Hamilton. But I think Minka for flag football is probably a better pick. So,
yeah, he's
good just, job there.
He's gonna be good. and then let me go over. Got my wide receiver, I've got my tight end, my linebacker, and my cornerback. I think I'm gonna take it up to my wide receiver two.
Okay.
And someone who is probably one of the shiftiest ones, and that is good old fashioned Tyreek Hill.
Cheetah.
For the Dolphins. Because that dude may be short. But he is quick.
Nice.
And his shiftiness in flag football would be unreal for...
I mean, his nickname is the Cheetah for a reason.
Yeah.
So.
Dude's fun to watch.
All right. Well, two of the three quarterbacks are taken. I'm showing my list here now that I built out earlier.
Nice.
Amon-Ra St. Brown's one of my other Lions, or my other wide receivers, CeeDee Lamb, Jamar Chase, Trey McBride. I can't take DK Metcalf anymore because you took him from me.
From the Steelers. That's right. He's not on the Seahawks anymore.
So what I am going to do is I'm going to take a beast of a player here. One might call him the GOAT. I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
We're talking arm angles.
A healthy Patrick Mahomes. Yes.
We're talking arm angles. We're talking... arm power.
Improvisation.
He's the best. So
he doesn't crumble under pressure.
Correct. Yeah. Which means I cannot take Trent McDuffie, but I was a little bit nervous of you taking Trent McDuffie at that next corner spot. So instead, I'm going to go ahead and take Derek Stingley Jr. at my corner spot.
Good.
Who was the highest rated corner, second to Patrick Surtain.
Okay.
And that is from the Texans. I'm actually really proud of us that we, like, are able to pick 20 different players from 20 different teams. It's like kind of actually cool. Which means I got a wide receiver and then my rusher left, and then you have your center tight end, your linebacker, and your corner. So.
Well, I think my most valuable one right now is going to be my other corner, and I'm going to go with Tariq Woolen from the Seahawks.
Oh, Reek.
Tariq, he's got some size, I think, would be good. And also, quick, man, that dude was a baller.
He's also 6'4", so he can, like, go at the catch point with any of the wide receivers. It's a pretty good pick.
Okay.
I actually had Jaxon Smith-Njigba on my, or, like, almost on my list.
Hmm.
I love Jason. That would
have been good. He's also fun.
I love Jason.
I'm gonna say tight end. Let's go with George Kittle. He's got good pass catching. Oh, that's right. You took Fred Warner. Yeah. Who else did we take? We had Falcons. Let's go with. Oh, and you took Brock Bowers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see who else we've
got. I could help you out here, which I probably should do. But...
No, you're good. Let's go with a team.
What will we?
Let's go with a team that has not been picked yet.
Oh, that's a good idea. Since that would fall in the rules.
Sure. But a team that may not even get a person picked on it.
Okay.
And let's go with a little ditty of
he's struggling.
Will Disley from the Chargers.
Jeff, I'm going to help you out here.
No, let's
think of Arizona.
No.
You don't want Trey McBride?
No.
Wow. Okay.
No, it's okay.
Will Disley's, I didn't know he was on the Chargers.
Will Disley's a great blocker.
Yeah. Yeah, actually,
still that's pass true. Catcher.
And Trey McBride's
really
not.
Good season. He had a really good season last year. He had almost 500 yards. So, you know what? I'll take it. I don't really care about that spot as much either. Like, I'm not. That's not going to be my like strongest position. Yeah. Oh, A.J. Brown.
I'm going A.J. Brown from the Eagles.
You know what?
Since Saquon wasn't taken.
Fantastic pick.
Thank you.
Oh, Saquon wasn't taken.
He would have been good, but also,
I wouldn't pick him over Bijan.
Yeah, I don't know for flag football if I would either. Like, he's an amazing pass catcher, but, like, his strength is not just, like, his, like, I mean, the dude's incredible, so you can't.
Also, Bijan has an A instead of an O.
Who does?
Bijan. It's an A. That's first.
Oh, sorry. Bijan. I put the mustard. Yeah, the
Bijan.
Mustard!
No.
So, I can't take either of my lineman options. Can't take Chris Jones. Can't take TJ Watt. Micah was my first pick, and my first choice. So I'm sad that you stole that from me. What teams are available?
Dude.
let's just do a quick little PFF look-ski at the top pass rusher.
Oh, right there.
Miles Garrett. Duh.
Yeah, Miles Garrett. We didn't pick the Browns yet. Wow, Miles Garrett did not get picked yet. I mean, it's him and Micah.
Right him now, and Micah. So. I would rather have Micah for flag football because of the lateral agility and the linebacker skills at a rush position. But
also, I'd be scared that Miles Garrett would just take his helmet off and start whacking people. So, like,
pause.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'm finishing it off with my linebacker, and that's going to be Isaiah Simmons on the Giants.
Wow,
Freak athlete. Dude's insane. I mean, he's going to be a baller.
So he was a former safety that bulked up and turned into
a
linebacker. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be sick.
He played for, I think he was drafted by the Cardinals, and then kind of flamed out there because they didn't know how to use him properly. But
just classic Cardinals.
Freak athlete. Yeah, I know, seriously. Okay, recapping our teams. Jeff, tell us your team.
I got Josh Allen at my QB, Bijan at my running back, Jay Jettis at my wide receiver, and Tyreek Hill with my other wide receiver. And then snapping that ball is Will Disley, the weakest on my group. But still good. You know, he's not a bad tight end at all. And then defense, I've got Micah Parsons. What a baller. Isaiah Simmons, gonna baller. Sauce Gardner, ball hawk. Tyreek Woolen, ball hawk. And then Minka Fitzpatrick. I think I just had an aneurysm.
That's okay. You had a Fitzpatrick. A Fitzpatrickism.
I did. At my
a hint of the tism.
Whoa.
And then my team, I got Patrick Mahomes as my QB. Jahmyr Gibbs is my running back. Jamar Chase and AJ Brown as my wide receivers. Brock Bowers is my tight end. That's an insanely
that's a crazy
group, fun team that like has All-star. Ability to work together because both my receivers have downfield ability, but like Jamar Chase also has like the precise route running ability, you know. Yeah. Brock Bowers is a monster. Miles Garrett is my rusher. Fred Warner is my linebacker. Patrick Surtain and Derek Stingley Jr. is my corners. That's potentially the two best corners in the NFL there. And then I got Kyle Hamilton.
I mean, it's definitely up there. Sauce Gardner is going to be right there with him. But yeah, you definitely have the better two.
Sauce Gardner is the three. And then I'm actually, yeah, I guess I took Patrick Mahomes, so you couldn't take him. But Trent McDuffie's the four in terms of best corners in the NFL from last year. Yeah. But that's what makes it interesting when we steal teams from each other. We have to be a little bit creative.
On the back end, yeah. Because the beginning... Yeah. You get your top talent. Man, what a team. That would be so fun. You know what? You know what I'm going to do?
You're going to build this into a simulation? And
I'm probably going to build it into ChatGPT and ask it to use these teams and simulate a hypothetical flag football game, or at least like a best of seven.
Yeah.
And see what it spits out.
That'd be fun. Simulation terminated.
Simulation terminated. 23-19.
Very good. Cool. Well, thanks for joining. Thanks for entertaining our MILFs, which I botched, by the way. But
still really funny, because you could not have prepared yourself for that in any way.
I mean, I thought so. My number one was Hero's mom or
Big Hero aunt 6,
from Big Hero 6. That's my number one, easy.
Sure,
ain't no doubt about it.
It's hard to defeat that. I mean, she's so good.
She's got everything. She's single.
And she is single. She's a hardworking woman.
So that makes it more enticing for me, you know.
You're just like, get that career.
I'm like, get that paper. I'm like, get that big link, you know.
You're like, oh.
Kyle, kudos.
Kudos. And the emotional Bobby.
Back of the throat, Bobby. I'm about to say just so mumbled that you can't even understand what I'm saying.
Back of the Bobby.
Here we go. Look at that.
He's like,
I'm flying around. Who doesn't love North Korea?
It's so exaggerated.
It is so exaggerated, but that is what you have grown to expect from the Left Hand Backhand Podcast.
Yeah.
Share with your friend who's into animated movies and see what their list is. And do something nice for someone. Shout out to Trash Panda for their 5-year anniversary tomorrow.
Ooh, happy birthday.
It's quite exciting. And Jeff, final word.
Final word is a really mini story. I had a fat boy moment this last week. I had pizza at work, and they had like 4 slices left, and one of my front office workers had volunteered to take it home. And so we were all packaging up, and I walked into the front office, and they were all walking out, and she was grabbing stuff to leave, and she left the pizza box. And I had so much time to be like, oh, hey, you forgot. And I opened my mouth to say it, and I went, and I closed my mouth, and I watched her leave, and I watched them all leave, and then one of them was holding the door, and I pretended to go in my office and look for stuff, because I was like, I gotta wait till everyone leaves, and I waited until she was getting in her car and driving away, so there was no chance, and I came back. I came back, went back in, did a double check, like, oh, make sure all the lights are off. Oh my gosh, she left her pizza, and the girl went,
no.
Oh, I guess you're gonna have to take it home. That's exactly how my belly felt. Oh, like, you're taking that home tonight. So I grabbed the pizza, and it was Sam's Club pizza.
Come meet daddy.
Stop. It was like, my lactose intolerance is going to be obvious. And I took it.
You're going to leave as hot as you came in. Pause.
No, stop. This is so wild. And then she called me and said, oh my gosh, are you still at the office? I said, no, what happened? And she said, I left the pizza. I was like, you're going to let the ants get to it. And she was like, oh, wait. And I said, just kidding. I took it. She said, you can have it. I was like, oh, thanks.
Aww.
Knowing that I already had it. So if she listens to this, I'm in trouble. But she's not going to listen to it.
Lefty's out.